USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Don't game our system.
That's a warning from Georgia voting system implementation manager Gabriel Sterling as all eyes turn to Georgia for two runoff Senate elections early next year. Sterling continues,
"The Secretary of State's office will stand with the Attorney General's office and local DAs if you are gaming our system."
Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford is calling on Joe Biden to receive the daily intelligence briefings.
So that's continued out throughout the campaign. That's now stopped for Joe Biden. I think we should continue that because we still don't know who the president's going to be at this point. And so we should be in the same posture that we were in throughout the whole campaign.
One of the president's campaign advisors, Corey Lewandowski, also tested positive for COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The coronavirus has many Americans doing something that financial advisors say is a no-no.
The average American reportedly has been dipping into their retirement funds to stay afloat in these tough times. The typical investor pulled out $12,000, CNBC reported, citing company data. About 4.5% or 187,000 investors of Vanguard 401ks took a distribution. A coronavirus distribution is available to about 4.2 million 401k customers. The CARES Act allows 401ks and other retirement savers to withdraw up to $100,000 through December. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The unpredictable tropical storm Eta is finally leaving Florida and appears headed out over the Atlantic Ocean. The storm made landfall for the fourth time when it arrived at Cedar Key, Florida this morning. Its winds were down to 50 miles an hour, but the storm did drop a lot of rain on the state. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is cheering gains in the House of Representatives, telling reporters that pre-election predictions were very wrong.
Could not be prouder of the House Republicans and those who are joining us in the next Congress. It will be the most diverse class we have ever had. Many have already dubbed this year the year of the Republican woman, and it couldn't be truer from that statement.
The California Republican continues,
"While the Democrats praised socialism and advocated to defund the police, our members made a commitment to America that they would restore our way of life, rebuild our economy, and renew the American dream."
Staying on Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing Democratic governors for their response to a possible COVID-19 vaccine.
"The governor has the temerity to say this vaccine breakthrough is partially bad news. Partially bad news? Because it occurred under the Trump administration."
The Kentucky Republican saying he understands
that our Democratic friends are not charter members of the Donald Trump fan club. We know that. They do not need to dabble in the early stages of anti-vax conspiracy theories to prove it.
McConnell also saying a targeted stimulus plan needs to be passed before the end of the year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.